Down to right around 200, beginning of the visit. Cook it this Monday, about supper time, the 10th of September, 73. Channel to right, around 200, beginning the visit with Cookie this Monday, the 10th of September, 73, around supper time. Channel to right, beginning of the visit with Cookie around supper time, this Monday, the 10th of September, 73.
They know what cause Pop was around today.
She got her back trouble to begin with.
That's right.
Cookie, we say all the time. I just went out there and rode on the tractor with a guy this morning. I didn't do a thing but just ride on the tractor for about an hour and a half. And I came in, I had to take a bath and change every bit of my clothes. I was that hot.
Well, you see, that's me, see. I just can't take it no more. I ain't no reason to try it. Well, I've tried it. I've tried to get out and do things. And little girls of mine, they come down over to the trailer over there. Thursday was 2 weeks ago. And they got that trailer ready for me to paint. And I painted it.
Oh, did they?
Oh, yeah. They sanded it all down, cleaned it all up, washed it, and got ready for me to paint. Got me a full gallon of paint and went to work. Right out there in the open, it didn't bother me a bit spraying that paint.
Oh, that's right.
See, I'd ride out in the wide open spaces and that breeze was going over there and it didn't bother me one iota. Not one bit. Any other kind would kill me.
Oh, in your cars, you got to be inside.
You got to be in a close area where the wind won't blow and blow dust on. Well, I didn't care about dust getting on that thing, you know. All I wanted was, protection. And, by golly, I just blowed it.
I've been trying to get a little fertilizer out, but I haven't got around to it. I got in a mess. You know what happens, you know, when you get a bunch of this old gallon of hay down and it gets wet. And this crabgrass, it takes us forever to cure.
That's right.
Forever. I think it's worse than Pangola.
Oh, 10 times worse than Pangola. Of course, crabgrass lays right close together. And Pangola will stand up a little bit. And let it don't mat right down to the ground.
Yeah. That's right. And when you get the crabgrass and it's over age and it's already falling over.
You got a mess.
Well, I got into that mess.
How about your Alice Clover? It's not so woody this time, is it?
Well, too damp, and I'd come on back down here and start typing or something like that, you see. And then when I got back up there, it would be bleached.
Well, I got 460 bales of hay contracted and partly paid for up the country. And this has not been rained on. This is about the, well, part of it's not been rained on. But part of it had been rained on. I'm going to go get it. I can only haul 140 bale at a time. But it pays off.
You can make something out of it.
Yeah. And I guess next week I've got a load going to Tennessee. Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Yeah.
4 heifers going to Chattanooga. Well, that will pay my expenses up there and back. And I'll bring the hay back.
So what you make on that will be just in your pocket?
It'll be in my pocket. Just like this last trip, I went up there and back. Went up there and stayed a week. And back, brought a load of hay. And I cleared, just above my expenses, I cleared my hay.
Yeah.
Sure did.
Well, that's all right. You can do that.
I was going 8 days and made $280. Ain't no way I can make that here.
Yeah.
Not even working for a living.
You took two of your daughters with you?
I took two girls with me, and I paid their expenses out of that too. And we stayed in motels, and...
Oh, did you?
Going up, we stayed in a motel, and coming back, we stayed in a motel, and they don't give them things away now.
I imagine they don't. I haven't stayed in one so long.
It's like making payment on a house, isn't it?
Just about.
Have no idea what they charge.
It cost a $20 bill every time we stopped.
Why?
That's right. A $20 bill.
Why, Fabian, we were in Miami with that last eye business. It was $15 or something like that.
That's right.
And another thing, instead of coffee being 26 cents on the turnpike now, it's 31 cents. A cup. That's right. And it's the truth. Sure. Like Becky. I stopped to get a cup of coffee, and they got a Coke apiece. It was 93 cents. Becky said I wanted to go to the bathroom, but it was afraid it cost a quarter.
Hey, Becky.
She's a card. I'm telling you. Yeah, I wanted to go to the bathroom, but it was afraid it cost a quarter.
Yeah, pretty soon.
That's right. It's coming to that.
It's going to be hard to take everything, ain't it?
It sure is. But you better believe me, when I go by myself, I got it all. I'll take it all with me. I'll take my bed with me. I'll take it all right with me.
Yeah.
I'm not paying that damn kind of price to sleep in a bed.
Mm-mm.
On plush carpet. I'm not going to do it. It don't hurt me to wade a little bit of manure and climb up in the bunk. I'll use manure for my carpet.
Well, it's, where you see it?
Truck stop.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see, I carry my razor in my pocket. I don't use shaving cream or nothing like that. I just stick my razor in my shirt pocket, go to the restroom, wash my face, and shave right while I'm washing my face. Sure, you sure can. Yes, my brother. You can do that while I'm gassing your truck up.
Nobody knows the difference.
That's right.
They'll say, well, that fella sure didn't need to wash his face.
Well, now, they, like the Big Ben truck stop up in Tallahassee, they got showers that you can rent. You can go in there and for $1 you can get a shower and a place to shave and clean up and change clothes for $1.
Well, I...
That's reasonable.
That's reasonable.
You get all the hot and cold water you want there, and you can shower and shave, and really come out there feeling good. And,
for fellas who sleep in their trucks, which they mostly do.
That's right. That's right.
Well, that's what they ought to have at the truck stops.
Lord, and then the cost of living, I mean, the aid on the road is pathetic. I mean, it's just out of this world. But on this trip, I give the kids a hot breakfast in the restaurant. I let them in the restaurant, and they eat a hot breakfast, what they wanted. And, and at noon, I stopped and got a loaf of bread, salad dressing, mustard, and these little cans of deviled ham, which makes a real good sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
And we all eat, all three of us, eat for what it would cost one of us to go in the restaurant and eat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, even so, they didn't give you that.
That's right. They didn't, and that's right.
And it was more fun, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We stopped at a roadside table, and the kids got out. They could get out and run around and do what they wanted to, holler and hoop and raise sand if they wanted to. And I could lay down and sleep for 30 minutes, too.
Yeah. I noticed, I was just uptown, there was Faye, and we were just killing time a minute. We stopped in the grocery store to do that. Why, even the crackers cost 33 cents, just a little old.
Yeah.
One tier.
Yeah. But I'm going to eat one good meal a day, somewhere, some way, somehow.
You are?
Yeah, for my own personal health benefits.
You're not counting breakfast?
I don't eat no breakfast. Speak up.
Can you get a good meal? Find a good one?
Some places, yeah.
I guess you can find them plenty of places now if you pay for them.
Yeah, it costs you.
You have the wrong number.
Yeah.
I like last night. Was it last night? Yeah. No, it wasn't the night before last. I went to the restaurant. They had fried chicken. And French fries and all that garbage goes with it. I said, now I'll tell you, lady, I like to have that fried chicken. But I said, I don't want that other garbage. She said, well, what do you want? I said, well, I want fried chicken. I want a baked potato. And I want sliced tomatoes and cottage cheese. I said, and hot rolls. Now that's all I want. She said, all right. And I got just what I ordered.
That's all right.
That was all right.
Baked potato?
Baked potato.
Well, they're not always.
Well, that was good. I don't want no sour cream on them. All I want on them is butter and salt. And that's what I eat.
All right. I could eat some of that too.
And for $1.75. And that's very reasonable nowadays. For all of the chicken you want to eat.
Where was that?
Williston.
Right here in Williston.
Right in Williston. At the Chick Inn. Supposed to be the highest restaurant in the state. But it cost me $1.75.
Well,
And you had as many pieces of chicken as you wanted.
Well, I had all I could eat.
I see, yeah.
They brought me all I could eat. And I got that great big baked potato about that big. And a great big pile of cottage cheese on sliced tomatoes. That's just what I wanted. And I can sit down and eat cottage cheese and sliced tomatoes anytime.
Yeah.
3 times a day.
Yeah.
Because I love them things.
Well, it's nice.
So?
Something you like.
That's just the way it was.
I had something to bring up with you, but I never think of it when I see it. I've been laying off. I thought once I was just leaving a note down there. And now I won't think of it for 2 weeks.
Well, I've been in and out periodically, but it was like I was by there last night. I just drove up, backed out, let people know that I was around, and I've been that way all week. I mean, no specific time to pull in or leave.
Yeah.
Just pull in and leave.
Yeah.
And the deputy sheriff, he's in there every night.
Oh, really?
Every night. At some time or other, he's in at my trailer. He's in there.
You still keep your light on?
Except when it burns out. It burned out last night, though.
Well.
And I didn't have another bulb, so I brought a bulb back and put in it today, and it's burning now.
Well, that old tractor, one eye that you fixed? I turned it on last night, was out there, it burned out about the same time, I guess. I turned it on, it burned about 5 minutes, and away it went.
Guy said, never had a tractor with a light on before in all my life. Cookie fixed this for me, and he turned it on, and it came on, and haven't got one now.
Well, it lasts a good while. They take a right smart vibration.
They take a lot of vibration on a tractor. A lot of vibration.
Yeah,
it
lasts as long as
you do. Cookie's had to be at the hospital a great deal. Horace in the hospital.
In the hospital?
Mm-hmm.
Back?
Yeah. Yeah, she just merited escape surgery today. On her back. She had a myelogram this morning. And if she had had surgery, they would take her straight from the x-ray room to surgery, do surgery while she was about halfway unconscious, see? Which would have been the only thing, I think. But they said, no, she don't need it. All she needs is rest. She'll probably come home Friday. She'd been in since. We took her a week ago tonight. Yeah.
She, you know, this has been a bad summer, Cookie, even though you got the air conditioning and all like that.
I ain't got air conditioning.
Well, she got it up there when she's working.
That don't do them no good. I mean, you go in there and they got the air conditioner running and you're freezing one out in the hall and burn up in the rooms.
Yeah.
They just don't, I wouldn't.
Close.
Too close.
Close.
Yeah.
It feels good for the first 5 minutes.
And then it's miserable.
Last time I was in there, I used to go out there, you know, you can't raise your windows. I used to go out there and sit in those outside stairs.
Yeah. That fan right there to me is worth more than all air conditioning you can buy.
But they're making the business out of it now, so you have to have air conditioning.
Yeah, and artificial light.
Yes.
90% of the offices now don't even have no outside light. It's all artificial light.
All of it.
It's like that big telephone building went up there on East University Avenue, or West University Avenue.
Isn't it awful?
All artificial light inside that thing.
Yeah.
It's awful. Ain't no wonder people going blind like myself.
And people got it right there, you know. Some people got a job. That's why they got a job. They got to work.
And yeah. They tell us to turn off the lights to save electricity.
Yeah. Save energy.
Mm-hmm. Well, they got the electricity in those big long bulbs to where they don't take as much electricity as they used to. Give out a huge amount of illumination. But I don't want that much.
Mm-mm.
Where was you up in Kentucky?
I was up in West Virginia. I was up at Dad's. Yeah, I was up in North Carolina. Well, left here and went to South Carolina. Taggerville, South Carolina. We stayed in Taggerville. No, it's out in Taggerville. Then we went over to Nebo, North Carolina, because they're friends of ours. We stayed one night there, one day. And then we left there, and I drove on into Dad that day. I was on Tuesday. Got in Dad's and stayed there until the following Sunday. I went to a couple markets and had a good time. Baled some hay, helped Daddy bale some hay.
Oh, nice.
Me and the girls got out there and did work. Did work herself to death.
How about that?
Picking up them bales of hay.
And it was hot?
This hot. Oh, Lord, it was hot. 98 and 100 degrees in the shade.
Yeah.
Then 1662 at night. You could sleep.
Yeah. Well, that's something.
And,
Well, now it's moderated up there now.
It's as hot right now in daytime as it was all summer, Daddy said. And he said it's been cool all summer at night.
Oh, really?
That's right. Huh. Well, I hate to be like a dog, drink a cup of coffee and go, but I've got to load up these cows tonight. I'm supposed to have them pinned up.
Monday. What market is that for?
Gainesville market. See, their cows coming in to be tested. They're going to got to be there in the morning to let them test them for the Wednesday sale.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to sell them as brood cows.
You don't know what the prices did today?
No, I have no idea. I'll know when I get to Jack's.
Oh, you have to pick the cows. Oh, I see. They have to be tested before they can be sold.
Right.
What do you figure they're going to do?
They're
right. Going
to go down.
Keep going down?
Right.
And I feed the grain?
The grain, the feed situation is going to force people to sell their cows. And the price is going to go down on cows because everything else is going up. The price of feed, hay, everything is going up sky high. The price of gasoline went down, didn't it? 3 cents a gallon overnight.
Yeah.
Sure did.
That won't last, though.
Yes, it will. It's on the ceiling now. It's froze. 3 cents less than what it was.
Went up too fast.
No, it's the same with cows. They're going to go down. And they're going to level off. And lots of people is going to be a hurting.
Well,
I'm going to try my best to find me one to kill. I want me some fresh beef. I want to know what it is. I don't care what. I don't care how old it is. I don't care if an old cow 12 years old.
You just don't want any frozen.
That's right. I don't care if she's 12 years old. Oh, I can take her and feed her 6 weeks and she'll be just as tender as a 2-year-old.
2 weeks?
6 weeks.
6 weeks, yeah. Takes a little while to do that.
600 pounds of feed. We'll put her just as tender as a 2-year-old.
Oh, it will?
It sure will.
How much?
600 pounds of feed.
Cook, at 50 cents, they can't pay on the 50 cents for these calves.
They can't.
Cost too much to raise them.
They're going to be. They're going to be sold for less than 50 cents. They're going to be sold for less than 50 cents.
You think so?
Yes, sir.
Well, that seems so strange.
Well, everybody else is, as I talk to, figures the market to rocket. I don't think it will rocket. Now, later on in the middle of the winter, they may rise a little. The way I got it figured.
Well, this is the best season. Now, it has always been, because you got all your buyers.
That's right. But them buyers, it's like I was in Tampa Saturday. And that man down there, the Wisconsin Livestock Exchange, has got all the cows that he can pen. He can't buy no more cows today. Well, Jones Chalmers in Jacksonville have got their pens full. They can only buy what they can kill today, which is 200 head.
Is that right?
That's right. That's all they can buy. They've got no place else to put them. Likes, down here at Brooksville, have got all their feeding pens full. They can't handle no more cows.
They just holding them?
They're holding them. They're holding them.
Just keeping them off the market?
That's right, keeping them off the market. Well, what's that going to leave? Everybody, these farmers out here, is going to flood that market. Well, with nobody there to buy them, the price is going to go down.
That's right, if Likes ain't there, and these other fellows.
That's right. Likes and Camp and all them fellas, they're not there to buy. Wallace Cobb sure can't buy all of them.
Well, he does his part.
Yeah, but he can only, Wallace Cobb can only handle so many.
So they think the price is going up. They're holding them.
They're thinking the price is going to go up, but they're not. They can't. Of course, reason would teach you. If the farmers, this fall, the farmers is going to send all their cattle that they don't want to winter, they're going to put them on the market. And the market is going to be flooded. With no buyers there, the price is going to go down. It's got to.
They were caught in the freeze, so they just held on to the animals.
That's right. And they're going to have to hold them animals until after, well, till the middle of the winter or mid-spring before they get their money out of them. You wait and see. They'll take a little rise then.
Well, if they wait that long, they won't make anything out.
No.
Because they have to feed them.
They got to feed them, that's right.
Too much. They'll have too much in them, won't they?
What
is that old saying? Good dollars going after bad ones?
That's right. Good dollars going to get bad ones. And that's just what it amounts to. And I'm going to buy me a cow of some kind.
So you might as well, they might as well take the loss and start all over again.
That's right. Might as well take the beating now because they're going to steal it. They're going to take one.
Yeah. I'll tell you.
Golly, think of what the peak was. They were selling on that, well, they were frozen, but.
Still high.
Still high, weren't they?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, these times, with these, everything happening the way it is, in the Russian wheat deal, ain't anybody can call the play.
Well, I may be fooled, but I'm not too far off.
I'm talking about these old timers.
That's right.
They got absolutely no way of knowing what is going to happen. Well, Cookie, I'm glad you got everything the same color out there.
Yeah, it really looks good, I think.
Yeah, you're just as blue behind now as you are in front.
That's right. Just as blue behind as I am in front.
Yeah.
And I got me a new floor in it.
Oh, have you?
Got good tires on it. I'm ready for any trip that comes about.
You gotta keep them tires on there.
That's right. I'm ready for any kind of a trip that might come up. I don't care how big or how long or how short.
Mm-hmm. You got a place to get the tires from?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I can buy 715 6-ply commercial tires for $21.49 a piece.
That's better than I can buy
in Ocala.
Ordinary tire.
In Ocala.
I don't know places in Ocala. I figured Ocala would be higher than
Pan American Tire Company down there. I can get that Gillette, which is a real good tire. Has given me real good service. And it'll take a load.
And they'll put it on. Is that right?
$21.49.
Well, how'd you get on to them?
Jack Stokes bought two for us trailer down there. He had busted two right in front of their place and just walked over and staggered into it, lucked into it.
You mean you can buy a trailer tire for $21?
$21.49, that's right. That's what it cost me.
Yeah, and then he was in bad shape and busted in a ditch, you might say, and he still got what he wanted.
Still got what he wanted, and he was amazed at the price. He was expecting to pay $50-$55 a piece for them tires. Sure was.
On the price of the cow.
Let me tell you, yes, here's one thing. If you run into anybody who would like a horse like Miss Pussy, who don't have a pasture like this, you see, she gets so much, she founders. And she's done that a half dozen times.
Well, let me take her up home, put her out there back, and I know she'll just get what I feed her then. She just gets what she feed them. Because it's bare back there.
Yeah. Well, that's where she ought to be, I guess.
She needs to lose about 200 pounds of weight.
Still needs to lose some. Yeah.
That's
right. She's been losing some.
Well, she's still too fat.
I kept thinking you were going to pick her up. She's been all right for some time.
Right. Well, we're getting some horse shows started up over in Williston last Saturday in this month. What is that?
It's the wrong month.
August, September the 29th. We got a horse. got everything just about ready, set up, the arena and everything.
Yeah.
We got a society club.
Everything. Oh, you have?
Oh, we sure have. And we got a trail ride, I think, coming up next weekend, and I need a horse to ride. The last trail ride we went on, I rode Rowdy.
Yeah. Oh, here's one thing. You know those hay rides? All right. Let me tell you this while it's here. Coleman was over here helping us put in some sweet potatoes. We got in a few. He didn't have many vines to put in. And he had Emma over here. I never thought he'd get Emma over here, because you know you can plow with a tractor.
Yeah.
Put your little hand plow behind it and you can plow with it. But he got her over here, and when he'd gone out, I said, "Debbie, why don't you get up there and ride with him?" Of course, I didn't ask Coleman. And he stopped and she jumped up there and rode with him. And what she said about that wagon ride was just sickening. She told about getting it made so much noise she couldn't hear, and the way there, she says to Coleman, she says she thought she could drive. So they switched. Now that's what you're doing. And I worked them over pretty hard sometimes, and she was feeling pretty shabby about not being able to ride the wagon and have anything to say about it. You see, I used to sit on, what do you call it, when you take an old wagon, take the bed off, Cookie, and sit on, what is that in the middle? That's the tongue?
No, that's coupling bolt.
That's a coupling. Yes.
Oh.
That's where I sit a lot of times, and you know, just sit there and drag your feet in the dust and lean back and make yourself at home. And everywhere you go, you can see what they're doing. And if there's anybody there, you can holler at them. And she didn't holler at a soul, didn't mention it. She didn't mention, you see, getting off on the dirt, getting off of this pavement, nothing. And you know, we kept that thing going several days, and what came out of it was, had this thing in mind, these hay rides in mind, in the wagon, for people who didn't know what a wagon ride was.
That's right. It didn't materialize. You couldn't get nobody out.
You couldn't get them out. And you don't learn about a wagon just from riding in it. It takes a long time with all the associations.
That's right. You can't learn about it in one night ride.
Well, at the time, you know, my diagnosis of it was you needed a secretary to get everybody together.
All right.
Well, you see, if it had been people that wanted to ride a wagon, had ever ridden a wagon, you see, it would have been a different thing.
They just didn't have any feel for it. You did.
That's right.
That's right.
I've got the wagon and got one horse and another on the way. Probably pick him up. Well, I could pick him up about any time.
Yeah.
But he ain't cost me nothing to eat over there.
No, now look here, it take me several years to learn that. I'm telling you, some people learn slow, don't they? All this time, you see, you was ready to get into the business and just have one hayride after another. And they didn't even know what it was.
No.
Didn't know what it was like. All they knew what to do was ride them motorcycles up there and scare your horses.
That's right. That's all they
had. They know that.
That's all they had on their mind.
That's all they know.
Well,
and hear that marvelous opportunity.
Well,
yeah. Now, I tell you what, it's coming. It's coming to that, and I'm not give up. I'm not give up.
Well?
I've got my wagon. I still got my wagon. I got my harness. All I need to do to get in the business is just make a little trip, spend $200, and I can come back here and have a hayride tomorrow.
Well, I would tell you, Cookie, it's partly knowing the symptoms, knowing what it is, you see, diagnosing it right.
Yeah.
But see, I was off on the wrong track. You could have 7 secretaries, and it wouldn't have done you much good.
Well, I'll tell you, I've got 40
yeah.
minutes to get to Williston and get back up that chute.
Is that right?
That's right. It's 20 minutes after 5.
Well, you better take your time now.
Well,
don't stop. Don't linger whenever you need to go, Cookie.
No.
I enjoy talking, too.
Yeah.
I'll probably be back tomorrow next day.
Well,
time to ride around 1,000 and the visit of Cookie this Monday, the 10th of September, 73. About supper time, channel 2 right around 1,000, the end of the visit with Cookie, this Saturday, it's Monday, the 10th of September, 73, around supper time, channel 2 right around 1,000, the end of the visit with Cookie, this Monday, the 10th of September, 73, about supper time. Now, this is Sunday the 16th, on this just after Cookie on Monday the 10th, right on the same side, around 1,000. This short visit, and he had very little to say, this Sunday the 16th of September, 73, channel 2 right, and it goes to the end of this channel 2 right. Channel 2 right around 1,000, better, and the beginning of the visit with Cookie, I have on the Meet the Press, Face the Nation, and let that run for a while after he gets here. Sunday, this 16th of September, 73.
Well, we don't need the draft, and we're not going to turn around at the first little trouble and go to talking about it won't work. I noticed so many retired military men running up the white flag already when they didn't help us keep this thing from happening. Now,
how long a test is that?
Well, I think from 2 to 3 years. And I have in mind now from my position, and I'm going to take up with this one, that I want to support Selective Service Act until I'm satisfied that an exhaustive effort has been made to make the voluntary plan work. You know what I'm saying? I've been out of one of these enlisted men. Personally interviewed over 200 of them after I got out of the hospital in August. Talked to them in private rooms, just a few of them and me.
He's going to reduce the army.
Ask me questions, Mine around the point, why did you enlist to begin with? And right down the line, they were boys that were looking for adventure. They were thinking in terms of learning a skill or a trade. They were thinking in terms of getting GI benefits and education later, and so forth. Salary wasn't even mentioned by that group. My other question was, are you planning to re-enlist? And if so, what are your points in mind? They still didn't mention salary, except one once in a while. You might be innocent, some said it wasn't going to stay because it wasn't enough discipline. But what they have on mind is jobs, skills, you know, training. Some are interested in what they're doing and they're going to stay. By that time, they're interested in housing because they require wives and mama has to be considered. So it's very revealing. Very revealing.
I just want to make sure I understand you, Senator. Are you saying that the Pentagon is not trying?
No, they're trying. They're trying. But they mustn't weaken. And I found a situation in the 13th Division out here at Fort Lewis. You can tell time you get there. This is different. This is better. That general there has the spirit and the know-how and the can-do, and it goes right on down to the least, the most recently arrived recruit. Say, they're going hard.
Senator, during your absence, the world has changed in Indochina. The bombing has stopped. The troops are out. I wonder, in your opinion, as the constitutional expert on this question, do you think the President of the United States can now resume military actions in Indochina without the specific approval of Congress?
General, I do not think he can under the Constitution. Of course, an emergency of a new kind could arise. Americans in jeopardy, you know, so forth. We passed this so-called War Powers Bill and made certain exceptions.
The bill is still in conference.
Yeah,
I wonder whether you're going to work to get that passed this session.
Oh, yes, sir. I've been working. It has stopped. And I think we ought to put something on the books. No, I think it takes something of new nature to give him any authority. He'd have to be acting in an emergency mode.
So if there was an overt North Vietnamese attack, that would not be sufficient reason in your opinion?
Well, yeah, if there was an overt attack.
Now, did you ever know anybody who talked like that? Well, he don't talk like these fellas that's gone to school all the life, you see.
No. Well, he talks in a common everyday language so just about anybody can understand what he's saying.
Yeah. And he don't talk as if he's reading the newspaper to you. I noticed that a good deal because I work with the tapes and the television. It's, you see somebody like this, you don't find any of the younger ones, Cookie, that talk like that anymore.
No.
They all talk like they been to school. School talk. Well, I went out and worked on the fence an hour or so this morning, and I'm doing pretty good. I got up a sweat, just barely got up a sweat. I didn't work hard. I tried not to get up a sweat. It was just a little bit of, wasn't quite as stuffy as it.
No, it's pretty open this morning. I could tell a great difference. What it was yesterday morning. Yesterday morning was rough.
You know what it did? I don't know. Where was you yesterday? You wasn't out in here.
No, I was in Williston. I loaded up and went to Jacksonville. Didn't rain like that in Jacksonville. I had one little shower in Jacksonville yesterday afternoon.
And all told, you know how much we got? We got 3.5 inches.
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
Good, good.
Between 6 o'clock, 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning. And supper time. It rained right through supper. We'd eaten about 6 or 7 o'clock, you know. Then it cleared off.
Rick and Debbie out?
They're both up in town. They, it was hot weather. They kept right on through this hot weather, and it was getting them. So I just told them to go on home. Rick's up there, knocking around. Debbie's at home. She came out here a time or two, just a few minutes. Faye ran her off. I She was looking around for a little car. She don't need a little car. She can drive that Chevy. Or the other car if it's here. And she was right impressed with the prices they were asking for little cars in the used car places. The price is stiff.
Yes, sir. Price is getting stiff on everything right now.
Yeah.
I bought some horses yesterday. Sold some, bought some. Changed the color.
Yeah.
I changed the color to one that I'm going to keep. He's been from West Virginia to Florida, from Florida to Kentucky, Tennessee, Georgia, raises, and Alabama, raises tobacco crop in Alabama. He's in the pasture field down there now.
Yeah,
I know him. Tony.
What
Tony? Old big spotted Tony.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, he's down in the pasture field.
And he raised a crop in Alabama.
Yeah. Raised a tobacco crop in Alabama.
Yeah.
Him and Rowdy made up, I'm telling you, just like an old just like a homecoming.
Oh.
You never saw two horses any happier.
Yeah.
No fuss, no squealing, no kicking or squirming. Made right up, and then he came back up and eat sugar out of my hand. Yeah, both of them did.
Yeah. They just took time off and made up?
That's right. Quit eating. I turned him out. All right.
Well.
Yeah.
Making a little hay and putting in a little winter pasture. You see, time you do all that, you ain't in any humor to go out there and plow.
What kind of winter pasture are you going to plant this fall?
I don't know. I think I'll go back to rye.
What field are you going to plant?
Well, this field up here, I didn't do a thing to it this year. And it's, I fertilized the lower part of it, but the rest of it I didn't.
Up there on the...
By the grove.
Yeah, on that knoll hill,
yeah.
Like in there.
Yeah. So it's just old stubble in there now.
Well, you know, it began to fall back 2 years ago. It was falling back. You could tell it was getting turfy and... Naughty.
Yeah. That's right. Well, I fertilize around the edges. You see, by the trees over on this side and the far fence and by the grove.
Yeah.
Because that ground is all good around there. And I just didn't need that. It needs turning bad. I'm saying it's a little too big.
I'm gonna see if I can get us one of those disc turning plows.
Well, you know what? It's got to the point where this old bottom plow, all it does is make it rough.
That's right. I'm going to go see if I can't trade for one, if I have to trade a horse for one. or something. I know where there's one at. It's a two disc. It's got two of them great big huge discs on it. And it's got a 3-point hitch tractor.
Yeah.
And it does a real good job. Now Daddy's got one for his.
Yeah. With two discs on it?
Yeah, And his Super C Farmall will pour it right up on that hard clay ground.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir. Them two discs.
Yeah. And some of them Farmalls has got guts.
It's just a little old Super C, though.
Oh, I see. Little cultivator type.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to put clover up there, and I figured up there on that front pasture, and I figured, well, this colored fella comes around here, and he's a farmer. I'd let him have it, and he'd get a good shape for me. He talked about it, you know. Well, he didn't do anything to it. It just nigger treatment is all he did. All he did was use my equipment. He kept telling me about equipment he had and used, but he never showed up with it.
You never saw any of it?
No. And it took me a full day, all told, just added the time up, just to go up there and mow them coffee weeds that growed up in them peanuts that he put in up there. You see, that's the sort of treatment I got, and I didn't charge him for it. I told him, just get it shaped, and he could help me put in a little stuff this fall, or you can't see the nigga that way. I ought to know better. You got to hold him to it. Miss Patterson, she knew all about him. If you give him an inch, he'll
take a mile.
Isn't that the old saying?
That's right.
I don't know. When I start making a deal, I always get optimistic.
Well, I'm going back up the country. Get another load of hay. About the second or third of next month. I got a load of cattle going up that way, up Chattanooga. Then I'll cut back over to Dad's, about 350 miles, pick me up a load of hay and come on back. Then I've got a man looking for me, Dallas and Bale up in South Carolina. I ain't gonna keep the three horses this winter. That's all I'm gonna keep.
Well, you need a little extra provisions, you know, in case you.
Yeah, I'm gonna lay me in about 150, 200 bales. Pretty good hay. Then I want to get some for your cows next spring when they start calving, you know. January, February, when they start calving. Get some of that high protein hay and throw at them, and it'll do them better. It'll push them calves on, give them calves a boost and keep them, push them on out better, I think. Three or 400 bale of hay to feed them between January and middle of March when grass comes up good. It'll do them a lot of good, won't it?
Yeah. That's when they're hurting. unless you got some oats and rye for them.
Now then, I tell you, they need a little bit of, they need something extra, something else, once in a while.
Well, you see, it's unusual for the oats to ride last past April 1st, and by April 1st, generally, it's pretty spindly.
Yeah.
So they don't get much out of it. And there's still a good ways until...
Grass gets in full swing.
Good grass.
Yeah.
If it rained, it'd be all right. It won't rain, you see. If you had a little irrigation system where you could get one pasture, that'd help. But I don't have the water. There's no water in this thing here. Well, you had a big trip last week when you come over here. You've been all up in the country there for a week or 10 days.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going back up again, do the same thing over again.
And not hurry back.
That's right. I can't hurry. I just can't do it. When I get tired, I got to stop. I don't care where I get tired at, I'm going to stop.
Yeah.
That's just that simple.
That's the first time that's ever happened.
Yeah, but I'm just forced to do it.
Well, you go up there, you see, and you go when your family can go. And they got to get back. They can't stay. This way.
I can go when I want to and come back when I get ready.
Yes. Yeah.
Take me a couple old dogs or a pony or something and a couple ponies and trade along the way.
That's right.
I've got me a couple, got me a cow dog and a coon dog on the trailer now to trade on. I ain't got nothing in them. I mean, what I get out of them is pocket change.
Yeah, pocket. Well, you know, everybody's got old stuff just standing around rusting, yeah. Rotten. Needs to be moved. Animals are not using. Oh, I don't know. Sometimes I think our community needs a trader in it, just to keep these things moving and get so you old cars.
What about how's your little Ford tractor? Is it still manipulating? I need that thing.
That is, they ought to make some more like that.
Yeah, but they don't do it no more.
No. Everybody sees that, wants it. That's the way it's been ever since I had it. And it was an old tractor when I got it, Cookie.
Yeah. I see it. 51, 61. It's 22 years old.
Yeah. Well, I've had it since 61, you see. No, I've had it since 60. I had it before I come around here.
Yeah.
So,
No, that's next week now. I'm going to try to get things caught up to where I can take my horses and my mower machine, take it up home, and cut them weeds at 8 acres back of my house. Cut the weeds down on it. Briars and junk.
Yeah.
Too much to cut with a mowing scythe or something like that.
Yeah, that's a good bit of territory.
I'm going to take them horses and try to get it cut with them. Well, I've got to go and get a load of cows.
For the market?
Yeah.
Is he getting them in early?
Yeah.
What is this business about vaccination?
Vaccination?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about it.
And last week, the price of cows and calves come down a little.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they still had a big sale.
Had a pretty good sale, yeah, but the price was off. I don't know what the sale will be like tomorrow. It's hard to say. But I imagine it'll be a pretty good sale.
I ought to move my calves there, pulling the cows down. Just inertia, just can't get around to it.
Well, when do you want them to go?
At first, those first big sales in September, the best I ever did. When you got out of town buyers.
Yeah.
That's already passed. The thing I've run into here, I know, and I always do it. You see, there's plenty of grass now, but they're grazing it. And you see, you say it's not growing. Well, it's not growing because it's doesn't have any fertilizer or anything to grow on. Now, the company over here, they got some grass over there. It's growing. It's just as green as it can be, and it's big, and it's thick. And they're getting that, for the fall and for the winter. Well, I don't fertilize in the fall. I've been fertilizing a little this year for the first time. I've been putting out ammonium nitrate. I put out a half a ton yesterday and a half a ton the week before.
Yeah.
And some before that. And then my grass is all gone before the frost comes. So the frost don't affect me much.
Yeah, yeah.
But you see, I ought to have good grass all fall. But you got one pasture, one good pasture, you see. You can't put them in an old pasture like that corn one over there. There's nothing over there. They can't eat it. Well, let's see. 29th, that's the day over at Jack Stokes.
Yeah.
Finally gonna come through. And
yeah, we got us a town and country saddle club organized, and we gonna get it started. And then after the Levy County Fair there in Williston, why, we're gonna start having them down at the fairgrounds, and we'll have bleachers and everything for people to sit on, and it'll be a real nice place. We're building barns and chutes and everything to put to we can have a regular arena there. I mean a legal arena and everything.
Yeah.
And it will be maintained by Levy County.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. Got Levy County behind it.
Levy County ought to get behind something.
And, well, just like Elisha County is behind a, fairground, I mean, the fairgrounds up there this side of the airport.
Yeah.
See, they're behind that.
Oh, are they?
But they don't push it, see?
Yeah.
They don't push it.
They let somebody else go.
They have two shows a year. And, I mean, it's not enough to keep the children interested in,
yeah,
to participate.
Yeah.
So therefore, they just don't, they're just not interested in anything like that.
I see, yeah. Got nobody behind it.
That's right.
Well, you know, something like that. I used to think out here, you see, if we had somebody like Nick, somebody growing up, you know, not quite grown, but responsible, knows a little about horses, he could manage a whole lot, oversee a whole lot.
Yeah.
A whole lot could go on with just hardly any active.
That's one reason I went and bought that big horse back. I want to try to get a little activity started down here. I tried it and it hadn't worked, but I ain't give up.
Well,
I'm gonna limit it to just right here on the farm. I mean, I'm not gonna go out on the road. Take him back in the, I mean, just ride him around in the pasture fields and nothing else, be out there and pick up palmetto fans.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. I tried for a while to interest them up there in my office. They had, all of them had children, you see, a lot of them did, and they'd like to come out somewhere. And they come out here, if they do anything at all, they try me if some of the adults down. I don't want to be out there with the children, spend half a day with them. I mean, I just don't want to do it.
Well, there's one group came out here and had me pulling my hair out.
Yeah.
Yeah, three or four of them, I'm telling you, they was nuts.
Oh, yes, I remember that. That was a nutty
crowd.
Oh,
wasn't it though?
Yeah.
They had me standing on my head and pulling my hair.
Yes. That was a crowd. I was glad when they went home. Well, anyhow, you can, with horses, you see, the horses will do the work.
Yeah. And I got them. I got the pair big enough to do it.
Just somebody just overlooking it.
Well,
they don't have to do the work.
No.
They can tell them, tell somebody to do it.
Right. But, and I think along with that deal over there in Jackson, Williston, that maybe every little while I can have a little get together down here or up here and meet new people and kick the buck around.
Yeah.
Instead of riding horses, ride the wagon.
Yeah. You know, yes. But it takes so little supervision. It takes very little.
That's right. But it's just, the thing of it is, when you just walk right out here in wide open spaces, you can't draw a crowd.
Yeah.
you've got to...
Hi.
Hi there. You got to work through somebody or through something.
Yeah.
To get the crowd.
Yeah.
Once you get the crowd started, you got it made. You got it whipped.
Yeah.
Everything takes, just about takes care of itself. All you got to do is keep order.
Yeah. One of the disadvantages, you see, is the parents, if they bring the children out here, they don't stay with them. They'll disappear. They want to get rid of them children just
yeah.
as soon as they can. I'm telling you, the babysitter is in as much demand as anything you know of, cooking.
Yes, my brother. Yeah. Well, I'm going to have to get out here and go get them calves.
Janet called over here last night, rather late. She said, Ricky? And what happened? They had some death in their family, in the neighbors or something, and they wanted to go up to town. Funeral home, and they ruined the babysitter. I mean, a man can really get a job quick if he shows any. God Almighty.
It wouldn't happen to being his mother, would it?
I don't know. I didn't go into it, Cookie. Has she been sick?
Oh, yeah. She lived down at Bellevue.
Everybody does the same thing, you see. Everybody gotta have a big family. Well, now, what does that do, you see? It looks like some of them could sort of stay disengaged. You know, when you were growing up, you had a lot of old bachelors and old maids.
Yeah.
They didn't all feel like they had to get married and have a big family. How did that happen, Cookie?
It beats me. I don't know.
But there was.
That's right. And nowadays, when children get 13, 14, 15 years old, well, they're married and gone.
Yeah.
Sure.
Your family,
how's
Laura?
Well, she ain't doing no good. Still in the hospital. And they'll probably start running more tests tomorrow.
She's starting young, isn't she?
Sure is.
Gonna have to get out of that business.
I imagine she's done.
She's gonna have to get in some other part of it where, without all the lifting. She can't stay where she is without lifting on there. She just naturally lean over and
pick them up. Well, I've got 45 minutes to get to Williston, get into that chute, get ready to haul and bring them cows in. Supposed to be there at 1 o'clock.
How much cows bring?
Oh, anywhere from 28 to 40 cents, depending on their flesh.
Well, I hate to sell this old bull. I've got to sell him. He's too good to make hamburgers. He's the best breeder I ever had. Ain't any of these cows gone unbred.
Hmm.
Now, one or two of them are late.
but that wasn't his fault.
Well, what's he got to have on him? An old man looking for one. He's done the same thing you've done. He's bred out.
Yeah. Well, people I run into like that want to swap. I don't want to swap, you see.
Well, he wants to, he done sold his Black Angus.
Yeah.
And he wants to switch from Black Angus to Hereford and cross his Charolais and Hereford together.
Pay as much for him for a bull as they'll pay for him for a hamburger. Isn't that awful?
That's right.
So it's almost a case, you see, of just being there and buying your hamburger bull for breeding purposes.
That's right.
And like old Everett, last time I saw him, he said he'd been getting $500 for his bull. At the market, and he says now the price has gone up and he gets $500, but the man still wants to give him $400 for his bull.
Yeah.
Well, the last one I sent up there brought $380. And nobody would have given me $380 for him. Well, as it happened, he was wasn't doing his business. I'll tell you this, man. I didn't realize what a bull could do until I saw this. I never saw one as aggressive went about his business the way this fellow does. He moves so fast, could he?
Yeah.
I remember when he first came here, and he didn't know me. I'd put my hand out to stop him, and he'd cut by me before I could say hello. He quit it.
Yeah.
He pretty well behaved.
Yeah.
But when he wants to get by, he can get by.
Well, when you get ready to sell him, let me know. I'll jump him in there for you.
Okay.
If you want to sell him tomorrow, I'll take him today.
Daisy. She used to come up here every now and then and have breakfast and dinner or something. But you couldn't tell her a few minutes beforehand. You had to prepare for it. She had to make up her mind. You ever run into that?
Yeah. Blame right I do.
I've got a couple of fellas coming down here to look at the whole herd next week. And that's one reason I've been holding off. Could cost me money. Just waiting for them.
Why, they come up the country?
Yeah.
Well, I move. I can truck them. I can ship them.
There ought to be somebody you could get. Just pay them. Somebody you see, like old Wallace Carbos there, and tell him, Wallace, I'll give you $50 to come out here and look at these animals and tell me just a fair market value of them. Well, you don't keep up yourself. But that's hard to find. Up yourself, you're in bad shape.
Well, I'll bring a man out here to give you a fair market price. He'll quote you a fair market price on him.
Sure,
Jack Stokes.
Jack Stokes. I've had experience with Jack Stokes. And what you call him, he called a fair market price.
I tell you, he shot square with me.
get $400 at the market, $200 would be a fair market price for Jack, the experience I had with him. He's, people change, you know.
Well, boy, I tell you, he's given me the high dollar on everything I sold him. In fact, the matter, he's been over backwards to help me.
Well, people change. I haven't had any dealings with him in a long time.
In fact, the matter, he called me and said, told me he'd be at this loading chute a certain time this afternoon to load them cows and bring them in the market. Because
yeah.
He didn't want to mess with them. Give it to me.
Save him the trouble.
Yeah, I didn't want to mess with him.
Yeah.
And that leads